Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sacramento 125.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. That was a wild game four between the Warriors and the Kings at Chase Center. As the Warriors evened up the series at two games apiece, they would eventually win the series in seven games. And tonight, they are reunited. The Kings and the Golden State Warriors, a win-or-go-home game. Loser is done for the season. They'll go into the offseason with plenty of questions, both rosters, but specifically the Golden State Warriors here. I believe they will win, but boy, if they don't, oh, my Lord, the content, the takes, everything is going to be on the table here as we say good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today, and you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. And we have added the QR code on both pages. Xfinity Mobile Text. All right, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. What is the key to this game tonight? Is it Andrew Wiggins and his defense on De'Aaron Fox? Is it the youngsters? Is it JK? Who's the ultimate X factor in this win or go home game? But I'm starting to get excited about it. 7 p.m. tip at the G1T. Kings Warriors. Do we have a rivalry now, Shasky? Is this a rivalry?
I think it's a local rivalry for the fans. I'm not sure about the players. I do think that I think a lot of people hate Draymond Green up there. I don't know about the players per se. I definitely know Sabonis and him have what I would deem to be bad blood, right? Where they don't really necessarily equally respect each other on either end, and that's understandable. I don't think there's any ill will towards Steph and De'Aaron Fox or anything like that, but I think there's a competitive rivalry, and you know the Kings want to get where the Warriors have been for many, many years, and that's the evolution of sports. I'm super fired up for this one. I feel like it's a bigger one for the Warriors in terms of their dynasty, in terms of their organization, and how bleak things feel after this if they were to lose this, and how everything would have to be uprooted. This just feels like a down year for the Kings. And maybe I'm not understanding their perspective as well. I feel like there's so much more on the line for the Warriors.
There's
legacies, you know, career-defining pivots that could happen after this.
It could. They better defend the three-point line, too, because the percentage of field goals the Kings shoot are threes. Since the month of March, the Kings, they rank first in the NBA. Nearly 50% of their shots are from three. That's not a good balance.
No.
Let's turn this Warrior season around is they have gone more inside out. You see a lot of them, they'll average 92.5. They average 92.5 field goal attempts per game. But when the Warriors are humming, 30 to 35 are from three, and the rest are from two-point range. So don't embed the twos. The Kings have done that. Nearly 50% of their shots come from three, and their percentage is middle of the pack, 16th in the league when it comes to percentage. But percentage of points per game made from threes or off of made threes are the Kings. They're first in the league. 42.6% of their points come on made threes. So they're going to get a lot of shots up from the perimeter.
What does their depth look like when they don't have Malik Monk? Like, how does that change the second units? Because the Warriors' second unit has been a strength for them pretty much all year.
That's That's a great question for Kenny Caraway coming up at 8:30. Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. What does their depth look like? Now, they've got to a shorter rotation. Trey Lyles will play. Edwards will play. Kessler Edwards, I believe, but Davion Mitchell, Alex Lynn, you got to watch out for that big. Alex Lynn is still there, so I do worry about their. I do wonder about their rotations. We got two calls here on the board. I'm looking forward to these two. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Raider Debater. Raider Debater, what's happening, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, I can't complain.
Pretty much. I hear you, Bo. It's playoff season, you know what I mean? And I believe tonight that the Warriors win easily, and Andrew Wiggins is the key. I fully expect him to get 18 points tonight, about 17 rebounds. And the reason why I say that is because there's
Wait. You said 17 rebounds for Andrew Wiggins?
No, my apologies. 18.7 rebounds.
Oh, seven rebounds. Okay, gotcha. I was like, that's a monster double-double.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, no. There's a pattern with Andrew Wiggins the last four seasons that would tell me that in April he starts to go off and plays like a man possessed. It's not an outlier what ended up happening in the championship year when he played like a man possessed. It clearly shows that somewhere around the All-Star game and after in February, the last four seasons, in the play-in year, the championship year, last year and this year, Andrew Wiggins begins to severely slump. He has a horrible month in the month of February. The last two seasons, he's left the team in the month of February due to kind of mental reasons, right? But then when you look in the month of April in the last four of those seasons, he plays totally different, and he increases his points, his average, his defense. So I expect that same thing. There's some type of pattern. It may be a psychological thing that he slumps in February, but if you look at the last four seasons in April, he begins to start playing like a man possessed. I believe that happens today. I believe that happens to where it helps the Warriors have a successful run in the championship or this playoffs. Thanks.
Ready debater. All right, we go from him, Ready debater in Oakland, to Javier Vacaville.
Oh!
Javier Vacaville. How you doing, brother? Turn down your radio.
How you doing, Mr. Hill, Mr. Shasky? I hope that message got along to you. I'm sorry for your loss of your father again. I let that be known when I called in about 2 months ago or so.
Thank you, buddy.
Shout out to that phone operator, man. They act like we ain't going back to the coronavirus day. He act like I'm not worthy of calling in. But that's no here nor there. Tonight, I just want a question to be answered. And it's simply this. And shout out to the group chat. Everybody, you know, going to be hating on my call, and I love it. You guys, biggest haters in the Bay. Everybody in that group chat or in the chatty house. Who's going to cover, I want to know, specifically Shasky, who's going to cover Sabonis in the interior? The last team to take the Warriors to seven games prior to 2023 was LeBron James. And nobody seems to acknowledge that we gave Warriors the best fit they've had in a seven-year stretch. Now eight. And I think people are just overlooking how, you know, Sabonis did lead the league in double-doubles, triple-doubles, broke the record. Like,
Javier,
covered De'Aaron Fox.
Javier, are you asking who's guarding Sabonis or who's guarding Fox?
Who's stopping both of them? I'm asking both of them. Who's covering them and who's stopping them both?
Okay.
I want to know.
Andrew Wiggins will get the assignment on De'Aaron Fox. You don't stop great players, but you can slow great players down and make it difficult for them. As for Sabonis, it's called Draymond Green and Kevon Looney. That's who's going to guard Sabonis. And that's the matchup there. So are you telling me that Draymond Green all of a sudden is barbecue chicken on defense?
No, but again, Sabonis averaged 19, 13, and 9 and was 6% from the field. And you're saying Wiggins is going to guard De'Aaron Fox. Contrary to the last call, it's incompetence. Andrew Wiggins had a horrible year. You guys want to get rid of him all year. He's been benched numerous times.
He comes out of his slump after.
Bro, Andrew Wiggins ain't playing well since that championship run 2 years ago. This whole, he wakes up out of the car. If you guys get rid of him right now for 80 cents on the dollar, you wouldn't think twice about it.
Hey, listen. Javier, let me break some numbers down to you about Sabonis real quick. Since the All-Star break, he went from 71% shooting in a restricted area to 66%. All right? Field goal percentage other than two-point attempts. Hold on, Javier. Hold on. I'm talking. I'll let you talk. Field goal percentage other than two-point attempts. before the All-Star break, 50%. Since the All-Star break, 43%. Ah, that sounds like a downtick. 3-point percentage before the All-Star break, 42.6%. Since the All-Star break, 26.9%. So Sabonis hasn't exactly been clicking on all cylinders offensively.
Okay, we'll answer this then. Because all those numbers are still fantastic, they're still better than every big on the Warriors roster significantly.
They don't ask their bigs to do the same things as Sabonis. They don't ask their bigs to do what Sabonis does.
You said 60% to 43%. That's like a horrible number. You're talking about downtick. Yo, the Kings have got better defensively since the All-Star break. They're third since March 1st. It's even defensively.
I know, I just read that off.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't listening
because
I was on the phone or getting ready to go to work.
Get the hell out of here.
The plus is made for Javier.
I mean, it was.
It was literally made for him.
What the hell was he talking about? Like, Javier, he always does something to just get me going. All these hollow-ass numbers he spits out, they're not giving some numbers where it shows this player has struggled since the All-Star break, and they're still great players. By the way, that flush was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. By the way, every King fan that's called this show today has been awful. You guys are awful. You guys suck up there in Sacramento. You guys are calling, trying to talk trash. You guys have all been awful today.
Well, they have a lot of inexperience in the playoffs. It's okay. Like, they got to get more seasoning.
There's levels of this, right?
Well, there are. Bonte, I hate to do this. Nobody likes to hear I told you so, guy. But I wanted you to hang on to Javier long enough where I could say I told you so when it came to the Javon Kinlaw pick. Because he was touting his chest about Javon Kinlaw, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're going to take a three-technique D-tackle, and he's the guy, and got to have him. And I'll never forget you and me doing that draft show, and I hated the pick in real time. I was rooting for the kid to be good. I was not rooting against him. I was scared. Scared to death of him. And
he had a solid year season ago.
Bonte.
He was solid last season. He wasn't a star.
But I wanted to tell Javier I was right and he was wrong.
I just didn't. You know that pick.
Just terrible value.
No, I just don't get trading a D-tackle and then drafting another one and then giving that D-tackle the number of DeForest Buckner. He set the kid up to lose. It just didn't. I get taking a D-tackle, but you should have just kept the D-tackle.
He wasn't good. It's okay.
He wasn't good.
You know,
wasn't good.
Ayuk was.
Did you know Ayuk was?
No.
And they're talking about trading Ayuk.
No.
People want to trade Ayuk for some reason. I just don't get it. Let's surround Brock Purdy with weapons. Oh, wait. Brock Purdy's going into a contract here. Let's take away his primary weapon. What? What? Like, I can't believe people are advocating for that. Let's just draft a rookie wide receiver and pair him up with Brock Purdy on a team that's in the win now mode. And let's put all that pressure on the I just don't get it. I'm sorry. Kyle pick wasn't good.
I'll let you, let's say one of the three youngsters is allowed to play well tonight. Okay? I'm
going to hope it's Jonathan Kuminga.
More than TJD.
I mean, I expect TJD to do what he does.
Okay.
I don't think TJD. He's going to get you your 9, 10 points and your 7, 8 rebounds.
So you expect a baseline
I expect that.
Okay.
The guy's seasoned. He's experienced. Now, this is the biggest game, and it's a little different. But I don't think TJD, he's going to be on that back line with Draymond Green. They'll be communicating back and forth. I really don't have any concerns about TJD, to be honest with you. Jonathan Kuminga, I do have concerns about.
Yeah. So
where is he at mentally? Where is he at? Where is he at physically? How's he feeling about the tendonitis? I need, but I also believe this too, and I said this in the last hour. Kuminga coming off the bench with Chris Paul, I think it's going to do wonders for him. Chris Paul's been in this situation over the course of his 19-year career. He's been in every situation. He's been up 2-0 in the finals. He's been up 3-1 in series. He's been out 3-1. I mean, he's played in game sevens. He's done it all, except win a championship, of course. But Chris Paul, I think, will be great for JK just to calm him down with that second unit and make sure that he's in the right spots offensively. Defensively, there could be some breakdowns here and there. It happens. Loud environment, make it be backdoor. Can't have it happen consistently, but I think Kuminga will be fine. Offensively, CP3 will have Kuminga in the right spot, whether it's 10 feet away from the hoop, whether it's him isolated on the baseline to where he can go downhill and attack and get to the free throw line. I actually love the pairing of CP3 and JK in this game because really, this is the biggest game of JK's career. A playoff-type environment, not going to call it a playoff game, but a playoff-type environment where you win or go home. JK didn't play a lot last season.
Didn't he?
He didn't play a lot the season before.
2022, he didn't play a little in the Grizzly series?
Maybe a couple situations,
yeah.
Situational possessions,
okay,
but really just one game.
Well, in the four Warrior-King matchups this year, Trayce Jackson-Davis played less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, now he's been playing basically 25 minutes a game since March 1st.
He's not part of the equation.
Keon Ellis played essentially 5 minutes in all of the other four matchups combined, and he's playing about 25 minutes a game since March 1st. So, like, I'm looking at the newness of both of those guys, and I think that the prior matchups, it's really difficult to extract any correlation for this matchup because of how different both teams are.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the main cogs are there. The big dogs.
Yeah, but no Malik Monk does change them.
It does change.
Like, to me, that's the biggest absence.
So who steps up for them? I don't really care about who steps up for them. I'm worried about the Warriors and who's playing well for them. Forget the Kings for a second. We're so locked in on, and I get we're trying to educate people on their personnel.
Well, I'm just trying to play both sides.
You know, no, I hear you. But Harrison Barnes will be there. This is his opportunity to stick it to the Warriors. Finally. Finally stick it to the Warriors. Even though this is a playing game, he can stick it to the Warriors. De'Aaron Fox, where's he going to be at? Sabonis, where's he going to be at? But I'm looking at the Warriors here on paper. They should be just fine in this basketball game. They should be able to get any shot that they want. They should be able to defend at a high level. They've been in this situation before. They won two games on that floor last season. Hell, they won a game on the floor this year to start the season. They blew a 24-point lead. Warriors play their game, take care of the basketball, and I fully expect them to be playing on Friday night in New Orleans, in the Smoothie King Center, against the Pelicans, in a rematch of last Friday's game. That's what I'm expecting.
So you got two road teams winning tonight.
I do, which is, you know, I try to always split them up. I'm weird like that. I don't know. I got the Lakers winning. Unless AD doesn't play. If AD doesn't play, then I'm taking the Pelicans. I didn't know AD was on the injury report. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I've
been so locked in on Warriors and Kings. Maybe the Lakers are playing chess. Maybe they are trying to avoid the Denver Nuggets.
Is having that secondary elite perimeter defender going to really cost the Warriors in this one? Having GP2?
No, that's... If there's a little concern, it's Andrew Wiggins getting into foul trouble on De'Aaron Fox. But Wiggins is usually good about not getting in foul trouble. But not having GP2 is one less defender on De'Aaron Fox. A guy who could pick up De'Aaron Fox 94 feet and make him work. That's all I want Wiggins to do, is make Fox work. Make him work. And Fox has been on the heater. But his usage rate has been through the roof, man. Through the roof. Look at what he's done. I'm going to throw away the Portland game. But Phoenix, 9 of 23. 23.6 assists, 5 rebounds. If they hold Fox to 9 of 23, I really love the Warriors' chances. Night before, 11 of 18. Night before that, OKC, 12 of 29. 12 of 29 for De'Aaron Fox, 41%. I'll take that all day long. 29 shots to score, 33 points. 7 of 17 from 3. The night before, 8 of 20. Now, he did have a good night against Boston, but they benched all their starters in the fourth quarter. He goes 16 of 29. But against the Knicks, 11 of 26. Against the Clippers, 6 of 20. He's had a lot of off nights. And his usage rate has been higher and higher and higher without Malik Monk. So can you make Fox work? Can you make him work? He's only 26 years old. He's going to play about 40 minutes. Once he leaves the floor, I think that's advantage go to St. Warriors, especially with Chris Paul running his second unit. But Davion Mitchell, off night. He's going to press Chris Paul. He's going to press Steph Curry. And that's another key offensively. Can the Warriors get the ball up the floor and push the pace? You want to get up and down and run. Last year, the Kings did a great job of really suffocating the Warriors and pressing them full court when they're getting to their offense with 16, 15 seconds left. Can't happen tonight.
Well, and not he's always a big part of whenever they play well. But, like, Draymond Green's got to be assertive offensively. He just has to be. And when he's scoring, going downhill, hitting a couple of threes, everything opens up for this team. Just the spacing early on, I feel like I'm going to know what kind of pace they're in and what kind of space they're in early on in this game. Yep. And it feels like it's going to be a game of runs, because that's the last couple of times that they've played each other. It's the pace has been up and down and up and down and up and down. So, yeah, the Warriors are going to have to score.
Yeah, they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score a lot. No doubt about that. Here's Steve Kerr. The Warriors having a chance to do something special.
I've got a good feeling about what's ahead. I think we still have a chance to do something special. Now, obviously, it's NCAA tournament. We got to get out of the first weekend here and win the first two and, get to the first round, but we have a shot, so we're excited about that.
When Steve Kerr says he believes they can still do something special, what defines special for this team? What's a special season for them? What's a special run? Is it a second-round playoff berth? Is it the West Finals? Is it the NBA Finals? Is it just getting in through the play-in? What does Steve Kerr mean by special?
I think he means going to the finals.
What do you think special would be?
I mean, for this group of guys,
yeah.
Special is the finals. I mean, I hate being so
saying.
Definitive
yeah,
like
no,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Anything else is a disappointment.
Well, I think they're already really disappointed. If they would never acknowledge it currently, but I think, again, if they lose tonight, I think the whole tone of all the exit interviews, everything, I'm going to be fascinated to hear what everyone has to say. I feel like there's something going on deeper, and we'll find out about it years later.
On this team?
Yeah, just in general. There's just a lot. There's a lot of emotions, uncertainty with contracts. I don't know, man. I think there's a lot going on right now. I mean, even like Pajemski, Pajemski had a monster year. I'm hearing Pajemski like outwardly saying, I want to be on the first team all rookie. And I get wanting to say that. It's just, it's lax a little, dude. Like, we're on a playoff run here.
Yeah, I hear that. But what's wrong with saying that?
It felt a little campaign.
Draymond Green has his podcast.
I mean, and I don't like that either.
Coach Vallejo,
I mean, Draymond's potting before the biggest game of the year. It's kind of like, maybe wait till we're done and then you can pot about it.
He pots through the playoffs all the time. Coach Vallejo, what's happening?
Hey, man, how you doing? You know what? I kind of see the game a little different, Dante. This is a perfect game to start Draymond in center and Kuminga and Wiggins, because Draymond is in Sabonis' head,
yeah.
Number one. And number two, like you said, they shoot a lot from the perimeter, and that's not TJD's strong point, you know? True. And, there's no one on the Kings that can actually match up with Kuminga. So they'd have a hell of a time trying to stop him. And as far as De'Aaron Fox, I agree with you, Wiggins is the best. But don't count out Chris Paul guarding De'Aaron Fox. He's smart. He's crafty. And in a half-court set, he's a wall out there. And De'Aaron Fox will have a hell of a time trying to penetrate Chris Paul. He knows all the angles. So I'll watch Chris Paul defensively on De'Aaron Fox. I'm interested to see that.
That'd be interesting as well. Sure, and I do believe if TJD's not working out early,
they'll yank.
Earlier, they'll start somebody else in the second half. They'll come out with a new starting lineup. And Coach and Vallejo, you may see Draymond at the small ball five. You'll definitely see him as a small ball five at various points today, I believe. But especially at the start of the second half, if that doesn't work out at the start of the game here, because Sacramento, 48% of their shots do come from the 3-point line.
I get what he's saying. I'm listening to Steve Kerr as a whole, and he's like, TJD and Draymond, TJD and Draymond, TJD and Draymond. Like, I've been listening to what he's saying, and I'd be shocked that they go with Kuminga, just off what they've told me.
Yeah, it would be.
Start the game.
That wouldn't be right for Kuminga to get into the spot.
They get down 8-2.
Yeah,
everyone's losing their minds.
Don't put Kuminga in that situation. Anyway, Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. That's coming up, brought to you by Prize Picks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.